Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the girls' bathroom.
Do you know what we should do?
What?
We should write a Christmas girls' bathroom tune. Or
just change your jingle. Have a jingle.
Yeah. I like the sound of a deer. No, not a deer. A reindeer.
Reindeer.
Nay. Some sleigh bells.
Yeah.
And with some like elf noises,
yes.
Of like tapping toys,
yes.
Building toys.
Yes.
Yeah, let's have a girls' bathroom jingle.
Yes. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
We can do it ourselves. We just get a tambourine.
Yeah.
Triangle. What tambourine is, isn't that what you do when you want a round of applause but you can't make noise?
Silent applause.
Yeah. You know, just like
triangle.
A triangle.
I've got a triangle.
You've got one.
My mum's got one in her house.
That's random. Mm. What does she do with that?
Well, when we were in reception or year one, my role in the school play was to play the triangle.
Oh my goodness.
I did make it onto the stage. Yeah. I was in the music
in
crew.
The music crew.
And I had a couple.
I wonder what I was in.
And I think
school. We've
got it.
What was I?
I don't know. You must have been on stage because you weren't in my music group.
I must have been on stage then.
Yeah.
Because Lydia, this is the difference between us and Lydia. She was the narrator.
My brother was the narrator as well.
God, blimey.
Yeah, with his book. A long
time ago.
It's all about projection.
That was the biggest role. But they didn't have to learn their lines. I thought that's, you know.
Yeah, that was.
You were just reading.
You ain't learning anything.
I'm memorizing stuff here.
There's more to this role.
Exactly.
So happy Wednesday, guys. Yes. Welcome back to the girls'
bathroom.
We've got
a good question of the week. So I stole this from a TikTok.
This is not our content.
Yeah,
this has been stolen.
I screenshotted it, so I went, having that.
We'll take that.
And it is.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Have you started your book?
No, I forgot.
Oh, I started.
I forgot.
Oh.
And then I remembered, I was too tired.
Oh, so
the evening just ran away with me last night.
Me and Chintzy are reading the same book at the moment.
Yes.
The people in the group chat are aware of this.
Absolutely. We're entering our
bookworm era.
But also our action girl era.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. It's really getting me in the Hunger Games zone.
Yeah, because there should be a little bit of a... do you know what?
It's really getting me in the mood.
Right,
the
so
film.
Basically, it's like... You know when it's like the evil person's
side. Like Maleficent.
What's the word?
In
origin
thoughts.
Story.
Mm.
I think he's going to obviously have this wild love and get his heart broken. Because that happens to a lot of people and then that's their origin story. Now they're just angry forever.
Like Maleficent.
Yeah, because they had their heart broken.
I watched that the other day.
So he's 100% going to have his heart broken.
Mm. Because he's quite likable, what I'm reading.
Is he?
He's going through some hardships.
Well, there you go. Mm. He's going to fall in love and he's going to get his heart broken. I'm presenting it now.
And then
that's why he wants
story.
To do the Hunger Games every year and just kill people.
No. Well, no. I've learned a lot already in my couple chapters. So the book, not to bore everyone. Oh, I won't bore everyone.
No.
We don't want to talk about it.
So moving on.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
That's the question of the week. So, question of the week. This week is, God, we're very decided about our answer here to this.
Are we?
It's not split the crowd.
So we're not, okay, go ahead.
So this is what Cinzia saw on TikTok. Would you end a 3-year relationship?
Emphasis on the... That's a long... I don't think I've ever hit 3 years. I've never hit three years.
Wow.
I think I almost hit 3 years the first time.
God help us all.
Yeah, maybe you did.
Do you think? No, I think it was like 2.5, you know. I swear to God, I don't think it was 3. Because if it was 3, I'd be like, oh, God, 3.
You've never hit the 3.
No, I think I'm always 2.5 and then...
Wow.
And then it...
Yeah. God.
So I've got the 2.5-year curse.
Would you end a 3-year relationship if he followed a random girl back on Instagram?
I mean, it's very disrespectful.
Weird move.
Yeah.
Or we've put...
3 years and you're following a random girl back who has no connection to anyone, not a mate, no one knows her. She lives in Chicago. She's just got nice pics. Or even worse, if she lives in the city...
She lives in the... That's what I'm thinking.
Sorry, my bad. Even worse.
Even worse. Or we've got ending feels extreme.
Nothing's extreme when it comes to this.
But what's your prediction?
I thought most people were going to say, get rid. Not acceptable in 2023. It's not acceptable. What are you doing that for? Disrespect. Weird move. Disrespect. What are you trying to gain out of this? Like, do you think I'm not watching either?
I don't know.
Yeah, do you think you can be doing this and just think, oh, Susie will never know? Maybe I've got eyes on everything.
So now you think I'm stupid.
Yes. Yeah,
so and now I'm even more insulted.
Exactly.
Because you think I'm stupid.
Exactly. You think you can get away with shit. Because you know it's wrong. What are you going to sit there and say?
I know it's dodgy. I just don't, like, understand the thought. For what?
Exactly.
For what?
It's dodgy.
What's step number 2 after you've done step number 1?
Dodgy as fuck.
What next?
Well, liking their pics and shit. What do they do?
Cheating?
Well, then it's like, oh, okay.
You're going to sleep with her?
Yeah, it's like, well, yeah. because they get a taste for it. They go, oh, I might as well message her.
So what?
Whereabouts do you live? Gauging that.
Mm.
Oh, well, you know, Susie's away for a week.
Mm.
What are we doing at the weekend?
So that's our thoughts. The poll is slightly different.
Are we not ending it?
93%.
Oh.
I'm saying ending feels extreme. We're really not aligned this week with the audience. And 7% are saying, yeah, weird fucking move.
Yeah,
weird fucking move.
It is, but I don't know why more people like click weird fucking move. Because all the button was weird fucking move. And it just is a weird fucking move. So I don't know why more people just didn't go, do you know what? Because it is weird. It's a weird move. But you guys, you amaze me every week.
You amaze me. I'm going to read the responses, because we usually get a bit more insight here into the minds of the listeners. My friend's boyfriend followed a girl on Instagram who my other friend works with, and he likes her pics, including ones at Ocean Beach, eyes emoji. Okay.
So is that was just a statement
that
for us?
Just a statement.
Yeah, and that is not okay.
It depends if he's a repeat offender.
But this is his first time testing it out. He knows it's wrong.
If anything, is it not just worse if it's the one time? What's so special about that
Yes. I'd rather you do it constantly. So at least I know, you know, they're just all...
Maybe not a sackable offence, but defo a red flag.
more than a red flag.
Three red flags for me.
Yeah.
He might have followed her by accident.
Slip of the thumb. That's what he's telling you.
That's what he's telling
That's
you.
That's what he's telling you, and you believe in it.
Way over dramatic. Whoa! Coming for our next. I wouldn't end it unless it becomes a pattern.
Yes.
Well, if it's a one-time thing, he will be warned.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, listen.
I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of...
Listen.
I'm with someone for 3 years. But I would... I'm not ending it
there on the spot.
But I'm not trusting you ever again.
That feels extreme.
Because, Sylvia, what the hell? You're meant to love me and be obsessed with me.
My response would be, who the fuck is this? I would definitely be like, what are you doing? Like, what's going on here? Like, who is, why? I'd need to address it, have a conversation, get some explanation. And I would be wary going forward. Then I'd be checking. But I wouldn't dumping my boyfriend because he followed a random girl. But I would be pissed off. I'd be like, what are you doing?
I think it may well be the start of the end.
It could be the start of
the end. Because like you said, now I'm checking.
Yeah.
Because now I'm paranoid. Now I'm a bit feel like, oh, I'm not sure if I know exactly who you are.
Well,
I trusted you completely.
Yeah, now you've got a trait that I didn't think you had.
And then it starts other things. Mm-hmm. But when are you coming home? And then you start overthinking what they're doing when they're out. When maybe they're just with their mates. Mm-hmm. But you know, now it's other things. Mm. It's just the start of the end. I think it's the start
It always comes back to, like, I would be thinking in my head, like, well, I'm not following random guys back. So why are you following random girls back?
Even like
that alone, I'd just be like, wait, what? Like, we're on a different page. Because if I'm moving like that, then it's like, oh, well, I can understand. I don't know. But
well, exactly.
It's like, I'm not doing that. So why are you doing that?
Yeah, if you're in a loyal, loving, committed relationship, you expect your partner to not be out there scouting other fresh meat. And like, you're not out there scouting other guys. But like what that girl said. So what? Her friend's boyfriend just followed some girl who worked with one of their friends and likes their picture. You don't
Why?
Know this girl.
For what?
Why?
Yeah.
It stressed me out.
It's a single move. That's a single guy's move.
Yes,
that's not a 3 year relationship move.
No.
More responses.
On the explore page.
Ending does feel extreme on the explore page.
It's true though.
Ending does feel extreme, but questioning him about it would be great. Mm. To be fair, I would talk to him about it. You know, do you know her? Where do you know her from? Why are we following her randomly? I'd just be extremely pissed off for a few weeks. Ending seems extreme, but would explain my thoughts. And if he didn't understand / kept doing it, then goodbye.
Do you know what? Exactly. If he didn't get it, if he was acting like he thought it was so innocent, I'd be like, you know it's not though. Because you know it's not.
Someone saying I wouldn't be ending it, but I'd be kicking off.
Yeah.
Old me would say this feels extreme. New me knows to see the red flags and bin the boy as soon as he shows you them. She's wise.
It's true, though.
It's true.
I do think, like we said before, I do think it's the start of the end.
This is a good way to summarise. Definitely pulling him up on it. And if the reasoning is off, then goodbye. Yeah.
If you're being shifty, if you're trying to play it down, we know what it is.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I think extreme to end without addressing it, but would definitely need to be brought up. Then his reaction would determine if ending or whatever happened next. Yeah, yeah. So people aren't ending it off the cuff.
But also, because if
it's not a good sign.
Like, if your boyfriend is following girls he doesn't know, then it just shows us everything we need to know, does it not? That you do not even bothered about me.
I should be the only girl you see in the world.
Exactly.
Like Rihanna said.
Exactly.
This girl's got a good one. My boyfriend is so unbothered by IG. His only feed picture is of me from 2018. He's not even in it.
That's just lovely.
And he only follows his friends, footballers and food accounts.
That's lovely.
The triple X. Friends, footballers, food accounts.
The FFF.
The triple F combo.
The triple F.
So heck yeah, I'd be mega bothered if suddenly started following for the first time in 8 years. No
yes.
thanks. Yeah.
Yes. It's serious. And then the boys who say, oh, I don't even, you know, Instagram's not even like that. You know, I don't even, you know, see Instagram in that way. Like, oh, like I just followed her because, you know, I thought I knew her. Shut up.
This girl said, I definitely feel a bit weird about it, but if the shoe was on the other foot, I have followed people very innocently if I've met them with no flirtatious intention. So I'd hope to give them the same benefit of the doubt. Yeah, but you've met, we're talking about random.
Yeah, we're talking about
a random girl that's just like in your home city where you guys live, that is just
no
like a random.
Mutual friends.
And you're like, that's weird.
Like, fair enough if we all went out the weekend and we all hung out with this group.
Yeah, then, that changes the vibe. And it's like just the context.
Yeah, you followed the boyfriends and he followed the girlfriends. And but it's not that at all.
People are saying it would build up a weird resentment and they would start having question marks.
Yeah. It's the start of the end. It's the start of the end. We should make a song.
And I was just about to say, is there a song that's called that?
Must be.
The start of the end.
Followed that girl. It was the start of the end.
It's very poetic.
It is.
Have you seen people like predicting what Taylor Swift's songs would be?
Oh, wait, I saw maybe a couple.
It's like, you took my heart to the end zone. It's like, I lost the ball. It's like stuff like that.
You played the American football.
Yeah. I was in the bleachers.
You threw the ball through my heart.
Yeah.
Because what do they do in American football? They just run to the line and dive.
Run to the end zone.
Yeah. Oh, it's the, yeah. Mm. So, yeah. You broke my heart at the end
we
zone.
We never made it to the end zone. Those kind of vibes.
I thought you were the end.
But really, you were all about the end zone.
End zone. I thought you were end game,
but you were just end zone.
Trademark.
Okay, it's girl talk. Slay. That was our question of the week.
Slay all day.
Let's get into some dilemmas.
Yes.
Where do we start?
Have you seen, so you know how we spoke about girl math?
Yeah, I've seen the boy math. You're 5'10", but you think you're 6 foot.
Exactly. I saw another one and it was like, what was it? Maybe we should put a question box on for next week.
Boy math.
And get some of the things. But do you know what boy math is?
What?
Boy math is following a random girl on Instagram and thinking there's nothing wrong with that.
Thinking you're not going to get caught.
Yeah. That's boy math.
Okay, we're going to start here this week because we don't really know what it is.
I feel like this goes against all our instincts.
So do I.
Don't you think?
This girl said, she's drawn us in with the subject title.
Yeah.
She said, girl talk, friend group needs, in capitals, to be an odd number.
But doesn't it need to be even so we can pair off in an equal split, in equal parties?
Everyone's got a two, a three.
If it's a group of six, perfect. A two, or straight in the middle, a three and a three.
Tell me about it.
Right?
Maybe she's going to change our life.
So what happens when there's five? Two and two, odd one out. What happens at when we're at the theme park? Two, odd one out.
Someone sits on their own.
We had a nightmare. We went to Disneyland Paris, the three of us.
Don't go as a trio, please.
It was
always go as a four or a two.
Someone was always on their own. And it was scary.
We had to rotate.
It was scary.
It was like, right, it's your turn to go on your own now. It's your turn to go on your own. Oh, and this rides my own. I'm on my own.
It was that first one we went on. And I was
Nemo.
On my own.
Nemo.
Fuck me, we're thinking, oh, it's Nemo. It's going to be so cute and fun. So cute and fun. Backwards.
That was the best.
Strapped in. First of all, it said, ears off. Oh, fuck. Ears off. I thought this was a fucking kids ride. Okay? It's fucking ears off.
Oh, Mickey Mouse is
about to fucking happen. Ears off, ears in the bag. Had to wrap my bag, my crossbody bag around my ankle, right? Because I've got nowhere else to put it. Those two are back there, whatever, fucking roller coaster enthusiasts. I'm going backwards, ears off. It was fucking horrible.
Can I just say as well, the second time we went on, I had to go backwards and it was so much worse.
Horrible. And you felt like you were going to fall out.
Because right? That steep climb. Right. You were facing down. And I was like, ah!
Yes! The climb is like that. You're like, I'm going to fucking fall out. And then the two of them are behind you giggling. Because also, because there's two of them. Arms up. Do you want to fuck off? You know, I just did that. That's what my mum does.
I have to blur that for the YouTube. It's not appropriate content.
A mum thing. But yeah, so odd numbers are cursed.
So, hi girls. I love the pod. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's my dilemma. My friend group has to be an odd number.
Why?
Maybe this is where you guys are going wrong. if you had an even number, you wouldn't have to ride in, maybe.
But why is she saying, it has to be odd.
So the beginning of secondary school, year 10 specifically, my friends and I were a group of seven. Okay. Then April 2021, we were a group of six.
Okay.
Towards the end of May, Susan brought Brian into the group with open arms.
Making you a seven.
Brackets, if you read my last dilemma, titled, I hate my...
titled what? I hate my best friends. We've got part one and part two. If you'd read the first extract of the novel titled, like fucking essay, titled, I hate my best friend.
In capitals. It's the same Susan I was talking about, right?
So you hate this girl.
You hate your best friend. We should read that. It's now July 2021 and Brian got added into the group chat. He's officially part of our friend group, so we're back to being a group of seven.
So am I right to assume that this is a mixed group?
Yes.
Yes.
Fast forward 2 years to today. I have started year 12 and a girl in my friend group got kicked out. So we're back to being a group of six.
You're out.
You're cut.
You're out. That's fucking scary.
Recently, I've started to notice another girl trying to force her way into our friend group, making us a group of seven, which I don't like.
Barricade! She's not welcome. Right, okay, so
the reason why I hate it is when we're a group of seven is that I'm always the person that gets left out. Oh, so she hates it as well.
Got it.
My friend group does this habit that we'd all be together as a group but talk in pairs. Since seven is an odd number, one person will always be left out. That person always happens to be me. When I try to force myself into the conversation, it never works. What do you girls suggest I do? Okay, so actually, you do want an even number friendship group, but you're in an odd number. You're in an even number right now.
You don't like it when it's seven.
You don't like it. You want to keep it at six.
Right. So what was the title then?
Friend group needs to be an odd number.
So you mean?
So you meant even?
So we had that whole conversation at the start for no reason. Okay. So yeah, odd is bad. Three's a crowd.
Listen. Okay. You
okay? No, but this is serious now. So for some reason, when they're all in the group, they're just talking in pairs.
You feel like you've not got an anchor in this group.
An anchor in the group. That's
you feel it. Like you know that you're not the glue in this group. I feel like that's the vibe.
So it sounds like quite a flaky group. But they're just
kicking
people
off
out.
People. You know, out.
So Helen got kicked out earlier this year. You probably know I'm next.
Yeah, I feel like you don't feel that secure in the group.
Yes.
And I get it. Like you're in year 12. That's pretty crucial at that point in life. Yes. Feeling like you have a group is pretty crucial when you're at school. 18, I know the feeling.
19?
17. 18, yeah.
You're feeling a bit more grown. Mm. Are you wanting to kind of find your best friends, people.
And maybe you're kind of observing the group and thinking, well, those two are really close. You know, I'm in a group, but I've not got a best friend within this group. Yeah. That's all the kind of thoughts that are going through your head, isn't it?
Because any big groups we've ever experienced, there are clearly those two are besties.
Mm. And those
two are besties. And those three, they're always hanging out, but we're all a group, right? So if you don't feel like you have that in a group, that can be really hard. Because, like you said, you just always naturally feel excluded, especially if those two are hanging out the weekend or those two are talking about something that they did last night. And you don't feel like you have that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we avoid this new addition being brought into the group?
I would say that you won't feel like this forever.
Yes.
And school is notoriously clicky. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunately kind of part of it. And I don't think anyone really goes through school without experiencing
any friendship hardships.
This and social whatever.
Yes.
It's not like this outside of school.
Groups are so hard to maneuver as well. Mm. And they're so hard to work at, you know, especially a big group like that.
Yeah.
You know, and they're so hard to maintain.
Yeah, they
so
are.
I wouldn't beat yourself up about the fact that, you know, you don't feel super... I mean, we never felt part of...
We didn't.
Of a group.
No.
You know, but we were looking...
We always had each other.
You know, but friendships are one of those things. Like school
It's a place like no other.
It's a place
when it comes
like
to friendships no and dynamics.
Other, right?
That's what I mean. Like, I wouldn't, I would just honestly, if I were you, I would just try and like hunker down, mm-hmm. just see it through, just try and keep the peace, make life easy for yourself, stick to the girls and the guys that you feel like you have a genuine connection with, and try not to get too caught up in the dynamics of group shit.
Politics.
Yeah.
And everyone, I'm sure everyone likes you, and I'm sure everyone values you as a friend. You know, I'm an overthinker as well.
Like, me too.
So I feel like
I can convince myself that everyone hates me if I leave myself alone
exactly.
too
so
long.
I feel like if I was you, I'd probably be thinking the same thing. Oh my God, well, Sarah's talking to Susie. They're not really talking to me right now. Mm. La, la, la. But, you know, they've not kicked you out yet.
You safe.
You know, they kicked Helen out. Why not you? Got to be something, there was something good there. Mm. So
you have got some glue on you.
Yeah.
You are sticking it together.
I think back yourself. Like, no, you know what? I deserve to be in this friendship group. I'm a great person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a great friend. You lot are lucky to even have me in this fucking group.
I might leave on my own.
You're lucky I've not made this group a group of five. You're fucking lucky.
So what we're going to do then when we go to Disneyland Paris?
Exactly. What are you going to do then? Because odd numbers are bad.
You're going to be on your own. I'm back.
Ollie, you're on your own. I'm fucking Nemo. I'm Sarah. Right? So, like, back yourself. Like,
yeah.
I'm an amazing friend and I'm an amazing person.
And just think, like, what will be, will be. Like, don't try not to get caught up in new people coming in or you feeling like you're out, because what's going to happen will happen, and you overthinking it and worrying about it won't change any of that. And I would just have faith that you're going to make great friends in life and you will find your people in life. And just because you may not have found really great, great friends
at school
within the 100 girls in your year group,
right,
doesn't mean that when you leave school and you go to uni or you start a job or you
just go about life,
yeah, you meet someone in a gym or in a class or whatever, like, you can meet people anywhere.
Yes.
And I wouldn't worry, like, you've got all that to look forward to. Like, we got really stressed out with friendships at school, and now it's like, why did we get all stressed out with that? What difference does it make now?
You know, just as you age, you're going to meet people naturally.
Yeah, like,
and
so you've got all that to look forward to.
You do.
So I get that it feels like the whole world right now, because school is so clicky.
Especially in sixth form.
And groups and popular groups and all this. But it doesn't really exist once you leave school. And you're in year 12, you're almost at the end. And I would just try and keep the peace, make life easy for yourself.
And hopefully you've got a few solid friendships in that group.
You know,
I would hope a few of them really value you.
Me too.
You know, and that's why I think you should back yourself more. Like, no, you know what? I'm a really great friend and you lot are lucky that you know, I'm even still here.
Mm.
You know?
Because I saw what you did to Helen.
Mm. You know? So back yourself and you're going to make amazing friendships in life, 100%.
All along the way. So friend groups do need to be an even number, in our opinion.
I mean,
there's a reason they say three's
a
crowd.
What it is? Even like, say, like, it's a fucking picnic bench or on benches.
Mm.
If it's an odd number, someone is sat facing the wall.
When we go out for dinner, someone's at the end of the table facing no one. You know, who's
and
that?
Sometimes it's nothing worse than that. Like, it needs to be even.
Mm. Mm.
Like, five of us, no.
Yeah. It's not going to work, is it?
Unless it's a round table, then we can work. So restaurants with round tables only if you're an odd numbered
or
group.
Or booths. But even then.
No, even then, Sophia. Even then. You've got someone on the end of the booth who's got no one opposite them, is trying to lean in. Mm. Yeah, guys. Yeah.
Same.
Same. It's just not going to work.
Two for the price of one at the bar.
Yeah,
drinks.
Yeah.
Who's just not getting the deal, you know?
God.
It's happy hour.
Two for one at the cinema. What was that?
Orange Wednesday.
Orange Wednesday.
Who remembers that?
So four of you are going to get the deal. The other one, sorry, you're going to have to pay full price, babes. It's just two for one.
All right. Baby.
Oh, God. Okay, I've slept with my new bestie's BS.
Boyfriend. Jesus Christ. How did we get here, hey? How did we get here?
Thing is, I can see how it's happened.
Can you?
Well, yeah, because this is just a new friend.
Oh, yeah, and it's like,
you know,
shit.
You're like, oh, this is my new friend.
Oh, let's see your boyfriend.
Hello. Yeah. And you're like, you sleep with him three times a week back in 2018.
I've seen his willy.
Yeah. I've seen his willy. I've seen his flesh. His flesh stick.
It's Tisco stick.
I've seen his disco stick.
Sarah, I'm sorry.
No, please, one second. No, please.
I'm sorry to break it to you, but I've seen his disco stick.
Sorry, what was a disco stick? Oh, do you not know what a disco stick is? I mean, it's peni.
Wait, sorry. Lady Gaga, I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
I saw Brittany Broski refer to a penis as a meat candle.
I've seen his meat candle. Sarah, I've seen his meat candle.
Meat. Yeah. Candle.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so subject line. I've seen my new besties meat candle. Ex's boyfriend's meat candle.
Help, I've seen my new besties meat candle.
And I slept his boyfriend. With
it. Wait, help. I've slept with my new besties boyfriend. Sorry, I got meat candle bestie. My disco stick. Hi, girls.
Oh, no.
Okay.
How's this happened?
She says, so about 2 weeks ago, me and my friend Susie,
okay,
from uni, went on a night out and ended up meeting these two guys,
Steve and Brian.
Listen, there's probably two besties called Steve and Brian.
Right.
Okay, so she went out with her friend Susie from uni on a night out. We ended up meeting these two guys, Steve and Brian. At first, they were lovely and were green flags all round.
Okay.
So we had a couple of drinks with them and had a great night. Susie ended up kissing Steve.
Ooh.
And I ended up getting close with Brian.
Oh, okay, Brian.
You know what? Always great.
Get that meat candle ready.
Absolutely. Get that disco stick pumped up. You know, it's all
pumped up.
No, it's always great when the two besties and the two besties align and there's one for each.
It's perfect for a night out, yeah. You know, or we're going back to his.
Yeah, nothing worse when, you know, you're out with your best friend and you meet two best friends, but only one of them's fit.
And you've got to entertain the one while your best friend's cracking on with the other one.
And it's like, you're not really having fun, but you're just doing it for your bestie. It's kind of shit, but this sounds great.
Yeah, this sounds like it's
so
working.
So as soon as you kissed Steve, you were getting close to Brian.
Okay.
Where's this going to go?
I don't know. Because how are we getting to the subject line?
Does Susie end up with Brian, but you slept with him? Maybe she doesn't realise you slept with the meat candle. Okay, so.
I can never look at a candle the same.
I know, especially a long one.
Mm.
Okay, so I ended up getting close to Brian. We all ended up going back to Brian's house, which, by the way, was huge and a fucking mansion.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. It's not all about the house. Mm.
But it helps.
But it helps. Long story short, Brian and I slept together that night. Okay. It was a great night. And I really thought we got on. And my drunk brain was thinking, this is my new husband. My new home.
Wow. I'm going to move in.
Do you know what? I feel really at home here. Is that a fireplace?
I think this place really suits me.
You know, that looked quite good in here.
I think we can be very happy here.
Oh, God, so this is actually quite messy now. Oh, no, actually, it could not be.
Well, we don't know yet.
However, it seemed that once Brian got what he wanted, he turned.
Okay.
He got angry at both me and Susie and told us to leave immediately.
Okay.
We have not spoken since. What a way to ruin the night, Brian.
Like, that's disgusting.
God, okay. Like, don't invite us into your home and woo me and then just kick me out.
And then tell me to leave.
Like, at least, no. Okay.
At least let me lay my head for a couple hours.
Yeah, at least let me have a snooze. It's 4 a.m.
I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted. So, fast forward to starting back at uni last week. I made friends with this lovely new girl.
Oh, no. I know what's coming now.
Same. Let's call her Sarah. Makes sense that we started with Susie. Gotcha. We have all become quite close over the past week as we were all in the same classes. So we see each other, you know, every day.
Okay.
Okay. So this is a new friend who's in your class. And then ...
Oh, no.
Sarah told me that she had a boyfriend of 2 years. She said he was going to be in our lecture the next day. So I would get to meet him.
Oh, God.
Obviously, I didn't think anything of this.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
why would
not
you?
Thinking, oh, God, which guy is it? Mm. Probably slept with him.
Mm.
So the next day comes around. Guess who walks in? Brian. Hand in hand with Sarah.
Oh,
this is like a film.
My God. Yeah.
They sat down right in front of me and Brian's face went bright red.
Oh,
I bet it did. How embarrassing.
That's why he got angry.
Yeah,
because you slept together and then maybe all the excitement's worn off. He's sobering up and he's thinking,
exactly.
Shit, I've just
That's
cheated on my
is.
Girlfriend. You need to get
That's
out.
What it was is he sobered up a little bit. He did the deed. The excitement got him. Thought, you got, get out!
Yes. Look what you've made me do. Get out!
Babe, you did this all on your own. So I was just sat. So his face went bright red and I was sat in pure shock the entire time.
Oh, my God.
I haven't told Sarah any of this yet. I'm not sure how or if I should at all. How do I even bring this up? I don't want to ruin a new friendship, but also don't want her to stay with him as he's clearly a twat.
Oh.
I can't believe this is even real. Please help.
This is such a
this
shame.
Really sad. You
need to tell her.
Sarah.
You've got to.
You're going to have to tell her because... He thinks he's, you know, what a twat.
Mm.
You know, he thinks he can sleep with girls on nights out and get away with it.
And it'll
back
never
to his house.
Boy math.
That's what he, exactly. So if he gets away with it, he's thinking, ka-ching, you know, fucking got away with it.
Yeah.
So you need to be a good friend to Sarah and go, look, Sarah, I know we're new mates. If it was you in that situation, would you want her to come and tell you? Probably.
Yeah. I think you just keep it pretty simple.
Yeah.
You just say, look, I'm sorry to do this to you. I know you don't really know me that well. I don't know you very well, but I just have to be honest.
Just say, like, I really, you know, think you're a great person. And I think we've had a lovely time these past few weeks getting to know each other. Like, I really think you're a really great friend.
And I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah. Say, this is so unfortunate. You know, I wouldn't wish this upon anybody, but I need to tell you the truth. I can't sit here with this on my conscience.
Yeah.
And especially if you're bringing Brian into these lectures.
Just explain. Just say, like, me and Sarah. You've met Sarah, you know Sarah. Oh, Susie, sorry.
You've
we went on a
Susie,
night out.
You?
We went on a night out 2 weeks ago. Yeah. She got talking to Steve. I got talking to Brian, boyfriend. Didn't know at the time, obviously.
He was wooing me.
He didn't say he had a girlfriend. He said he was a single guy.
Yeah.
He was flirting with me. He invited me back to his house.
Yeah.
Like, explain to her, paint her the picture, give her all the context. Tell her what happened and be like, you know, we did sleep together, you know, afterwards he made me leave. Just tell her everything like you've told us and just be
like in hindsight,
I didn't think anything else of it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was like a one night stand, whatever. When you mentioned you were bringing your boyfriend and I thought you didn't think anything of it. And then like when you walked into the door in the lecture hall with him, like I could not believe my eyes. And I've just spit it out. Just literally just tell her.
Yeah.
And then just say like, I'm not judging you. Like you do whatever you want to do. Like I understand if you don't really want to look at me right now because you might like,
yeah.
I understand if you feel a
yeah.
bit of animosity towards me now, like because
yeah.
she's going to be angry.
Yeah. But she should direct her anger towards
Brian. She absolutely
but
should.
Naturally, it's not going to be nice to see the girl sat in front of you who's met with your boyfriend.
Yeah. So just be try and be understanding of that, and just give her all the information. And just be like, look, you do make whatever choice you want.
Yeah.
But like, I've just got to let you know
because
I think you're a really great girl, and
this Brian is a walking twat.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
And if anything,
do that.
Yeah, it's really happened for a reason because if you and her weren't friends, then you wouldn't have known. Like, she's found out that I think he's probably cheated on her before.
No, it sounds like it does check, you know, that when he kicked them out,
yeah.
that's like massive guilt setting in.
Panic.
So that could have been the first time, but
maybe.
It doesn't matter. Or he's him and Steve, because Steve, you're a bad friend.
Have you got a girlfriend as well, Steve?
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past Steve.
Mm.
Like, but...
Slimy Steve.
Slimy Steve. But yeah, no, I think it might be a really great bonding moment for the two of you.
Hopefully.
You two might become real great friends.
Hopefully.
Because maybe something like this has happened before. She's like, you know what? I gave him a second chance.
Mm.
And he's fucked up again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was emotionally actually checked out. I was just waiting to see if he was going to fuck up. You know, we don't know what their situation is. And she might be like, look, I'm really grateful for you for telling me. Because you could have just kept it from her, told everyone else, And it, you know, she could have been the only one who was not in on the secret.
Yeah, don't make it gossip.
No,
just go straight to her. Tell her.
That's why I think she'll really appreciate it. Because sometimes things like this, they get a bit, you know, gossipy, and it's like, oh, we can't tell her, and then
it's scandalous.
Everyone else knows apart from you, the one person who should know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, hopefully she'll really appreciate it. She will do.
I should hope so.
And I think you two could be best mates.
Work it out.
It's nice when you've got common ground of hating one man.
Nothing will bind girls together
more
than that. Nothing
more bonding than that. So I feel like you two have got great friendship ahead.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby.
Okay, next one.
Very good.
She wrote a note slagging me off.
God.
Pen and paper.
Yeah, but the pen and paper, for giving old fashioned rise. But you know that you, the fact that she did that shows that she really needed.
She had to get that out.
It wasn't just going to work on the notes app. It wasn't just going to work on a text.
Hey girls,
she had to do the old fashioned way.
So I've been in a friendship group of five. Maybe think about adding one more to that group.
Sarah's
out.
That goes. Sarah's out. Sarah, you're out.
Since year seven, brackets, okay. We're 24 now. And though it has been mostly smooth sailing, I have had many problems / disagreements with a girl who we'll call Susan.
Susie.
Nothing major, but I've always gotten a toxic vibe from her ever since we were kids. She lies about things for no reason and has a history of making comments about my body. Okay, so there's one girl in the group that you don't really fuck with.
Oh, that's
it's
a shame.
One day in early April, I called her out on one of these comments and another fight broke out. Nothing major, but Susan has a tendency of walking away and ignoring the problem whenever confronted. So she stormed off to the toilets in the club we were at afterwards.
What does the rest of the group think of her then? Are they just kind of coasting along with the bad behaviour as well? Or is it more like geared towards you?
Because I don't feel
like...
know.
Toxic people like that, they generally do it to everyone.
They do. And everyone's a little bit afraid of them.
And everyone's a little bit like, oh, didn't really like that, but oh, I guess we'll just brush it under the carpet. But
I didn't think much of it since she acted like nothing was wrong the next day. But I've recently learned there was much more to the story.
So this all happened alcohol-fueled in the club.
So you basically called her out on some shit that she's been saying. Yeah.
And she stormed off,
but the next day seemed normal, so you thought that was the end of it. One of the girls in my group, who we'll call Sarah, has been best friends with Susan since they were four. Okay, so that's why Susan is
she's still
in the group.
And under any other circumstances, Susan would
be out. Despite this, however, me and her are very close, and she has agreed with me in the past that Susan can be toxic.
Oh, okay.
But has never done anything about it. One day earlier this week, I got a message from one of Sarah's other friends saying that she needed to tell me something.
Okay, so this isn't Sarah. This isn't Susie's bestie, but this is another girl who...
She explained that Sarah had confided in her, telling her that after getting home from this night out, she had received a text draft from Susan's notes page slagging me off.
Oh, so it was on the old-fashioned way, it was on the notes.
Calling me a bitch, etc.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay. So... Wait, how did this end up in those hands? It was accidentally sent.
So after that night out where Susan stormed off, Susan sent Sarah a text, a draft text.
To send, that she wanted to send to you.
Maybe, but she was sending it to Sarah first. Maybe not even to send to you. She sent them to Sarah.
Just getting it up.
And Sarah's told her other mate, like, God, Susan sent me this text about Holly.
Saying horrible
stuff. She hates her, blah, blah, blah. And her mate's... Yeah, decided to tell you.
Well, yeah.
Obviously, I confronted Sarah about this.
Okay.
And she told me that it was true and that after that night out, she had asked two of the other girls in the group, who we'll call Jane and Mary, if she should tell me.
Mark, Luke and John. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
Bartholomew. If she should tell me about what Susan had done, to which they both said no.
Well, okay. So they're saying she's not done it.
No, no.
Oh.
So Sarah's told two other friends in the group.
Yeah.
Susan sent me this awful text about Barbara.
Right.
We call our girl Barbara. About Barbara. Should I tell her?
Oh, they said no.
And they said, no, 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 don't tell her.
I mean, I can
see... So you're feeling a bit betrayed by the whole group now because no one's told you.
Yes. I can see from their perspective, like, they're all aware of Susie's toxic tendencies. And they're probably trying to, like, not relight the fire.
Damage control.
I understand that from that aspect. But also, like, you need to defend yourself and you have a right to know what someone is saying about you, especially to your other friends.
Mm. Sarah was extremely apologetic and explained that although it wasn't an excuse, she didn't want to cause drama and thought she would be protecting me by not saying anything.
Right.
To add more context, there had been a night out in late April where after a few too many drinks, Sarah had began to drunkenly ramble about something that Susan had said on text, but I had to leave with Mary before I could understand what was being said. When I asked Mary about it, she brushed me off and said, Sarah can be really two-faced, don't listen to her. And so I hadn't thought any more about it.
Okay, so you're saying there was a similar incident back in April.
No, so she's saying that she overheard Sarah talking about it with the other girls.
The same incident.
The same incident. Oh. But you had to leave with Mary.
Got it.
And Mary said, oh, don't worry about that.
Got it.
I've been coming up with plans as to how I should confront Susan, and I've decided there is one of two ways.
Yeah.
Either I can try and have a genuine conversation and ask her why she'd wrote it, although I can't help but think that Susan might not respond well to that and just walk away again.
Yeah.
Or I can simply say, I know what you did, and I think you're a bitch.
And here's a punch to the face.
I punched a gun in the face once.
I know you did.
It was only like six. Yeah. But I gave her a nosebleed. She was a bitch. She was horrible.
Yeah.
You met her as well.
Yes,
she was horrible. My mum wasn't even angry at me because she was mean.
Sometimes violence is the answer.
I remember that my brother told me to punch her, so I did. But violence is not the answer. But when you're 5 or 6.
Yeah. When you're 5 or 6, violence you can get away with it. The answer. But
yeah, because she wasn't mean to me again.
Yeah, exactly. You marked your territory.
Sometimes you have to stand up for yourself in this life.
Not afraid to use these. Look at these big fists. Look at this.
I've got these and I'm not afraid to use them.
Lydia used to scratch.
Oh, I've not been a scratcher.
I've got many a scar.
Mm. But the problem with that is that I really need closure as I've known this girl for 13 years.
Yeah. So
which path should I go down and how should I feel about all my other friends not telling me for over 6 months? So this all happened in April. You've just found out, hence why you're writing
in. This is why I got confused about the April comment. Okay, so that makes sense that it happened a while ago.
Yeah, and it was an external friend that's actually told you.
Yeah.
So by the way, Sarah got a text.
And then they were all kind of like, we didn't want to tell you because, you know, and you're just like, well, who's my real friend here?
She's saying we hang out weekly and there's no one thought to tell me a word.
So you're still hanging out with Susie.
She said, thanks, a stressed listener. So basically, you just feel a little bit betrayed by the whole group because you're in this friendship group. There's always been a bit of a problem with one girl and you found out from a different girl that's not even in the group that she's wrote a whole... Two-page
note,
whatever.
Notes, confession.
That she hates you and you just sort of feel like no one's told you.
Yeah.
You feel a bit left out because everyone has known this, but you've been none the wiser.
Yeah. It's a shame that Susie, you know, has like a best friend in the group because you shouldn't be friends with Susie.
Doesn't sound like
Susie. Susie doesn't even deserve a second chance. She doesn't even deserve a conversation.
I know.
I think like you, like anyone who is friends with someone like Susie, it's draining.
Mm.
It's exhausting. Friendship should be fun and easy and effortless and like a great time. We should just be like, oh, you know, we're not like saying nasty things about each other behind their back. And you know, that is not a friendship.
No.
So it's a shame that you kind of have to make
Well, it's a shame that, like, I don't know. It doesn't sound, I guess we
no
don't
one
know.
No else is kind of
So who's standing
around.
Up for you? Yeah. Who's being like, Susan, you're a fucking bitch. Chill out. Relax.
Yeah, it's
like,
a shame.
We're all trying to be friends here. Why have you got a vendetta against
Barbara. Yeah, like it's a real shame that everyone's kind of being hush hush about it, and it's like, oh, well, we can't bring up that drum because Susie's going to get angry again.
I understand from their view, they just sort of thought, let's keep the peace.
I do understand.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah,
she doesn't need to know that she said these nasty things about her.
Yeah, I guess you don't really want to know when someone says something nasty about you. I guess
it was just you just feel like everyone else knew this.
Yeah, and that's not fair.
It's kind of a lose-lose, because if they did tell you, then you'd know what she said.
Yeah.
If they don't tell you, you've now... It's unfortunate, I guess, like, that you found out
something from you. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest shame is that you still have to possibly see Susie all the time. Like, yeah. I think she is not worthy of your friendship. Mm. And you two clearly are not aligned and shouldn't really be friends.
And it's a shame that you kind of forced her to be in the same group because you both like mutual people.
Yeah, so that is a shame.
But I also think that is quite common in friendship groups. And
especially from school.
Yeah, because you want to... There's a couple of people in there that you like.
Yeah.
So you don't want to leave the group. These are my friends.
Yeah.
And it's like, as a price to pay is suffering this one person that I don't get on with.
Yeah. So how do you go about it? So her two options were what? Just sit her down and go, why did you write this? It's fucking not on.
Is it worth like sitting down as a group? The five members of the group.
Yeah.
And just being like, look, let's just get this out in the air. Let's keep it calm.
Just say for the past 6 months.
But, you know, let's just start from the beginning and maybe just like talk it out, because it might even be that like you and Susan?
Susie. Somebody wrote the letter.
Susie.
Sarah is Susie's best friend.
Mm.
Barbara wrote the
email. It might even be that you and Susie.
And Jade and Mary are in the group too.
Like you and Susie sort of like low-key hate each other, but you don't even really know why. Like, could it be a case of like you guys actually talking it out, having a conversation and be like, actually... Like, is it just something that needs to be aired out? Have things just been swept under the rug for so long?
Yeah, feel like, look, this is your friendship
group. Is it salvageable?
So I would try and talk to Susie on her own first.
One-on-one.
She's the one who wrote this nasty thing about you. She needs to be called out by you. And you need to let her know that this is not okay. And look, I'm willing to move past it if you are.
Mm.
But we need to come to some sort of this can't be happening again. Like, I'm trying to enjoy my life
for the sake
right
of the group.
Now you're making, you know, you're really causing a lot of stress on my life
for the sake of the group.
For the sake of the group, right? Mm. So and try and have a calm. I mean, we don't know how she's going to react, but try and like have a, you know, a beneficial conversation for the both of you.
Productive,
that's the word, and see if you can both like move on from it and start there. And then if you're not
and maybe
to her, then go to her best friend, go to the other members of the group.
Maybe you just ask her, like, is there anything that I've done wrong? Is there anything that you want to like say to me?
Right.
Like, get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like she's harboring up shit and then going,
yeah.
Like, if there's anything you want to say or anything that you felt like I've not apologized to you for, like if there's anything that you want to say to me, like let's do it now. Like you get things off your chest, she can get things off her chest and just sort of see where the land lies.
Because it will get to the point where you're sick of it and you'll say, I can't be part of this group anymore because there's too much. It's too much. I've got Susie over there chatting shit about me. I've got you lot not telling me what's going on. Like, this is not a friendship to me. This is not fun friend time.
And it's not fun for your friends either, because they're like, oh God, well, what will that be? We've got to keep them separate, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not sustainable.
Like, and you will end up just focusing on your peace and leaving the group, you know? So...
Talk to
Susie and let's see what's going off. But this is she's not a friend.
It's a shame that the other... No one else in the group is sort of standing up for you.
Yeah, that's the biggest
and being
shame.
Like, that's not on, like...
Or calling her out. It's kind of like, oh, well, those two can sort it out between them. I'm not getting involved.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like you said in your email, like, everyone kind of thinks that she's a bit toxic, but, like, no one really wants to do anything about it because you've been friends for so long. And
you know, she's probably... they're probably quite scared to go against her.
On the wrong side.
In fear of getting on the wrong side of Susie because...
They've seen that you've got on the wrong side.
Right. And they've seen what's happened. Right. Which is a shame.
Talk to her.
Yeah.
And talk to the other girls in the group and just be like,
guys,
what are we doing here?
Yeah. what are we doing here? This is no fun friendship. What happens when what happens when we want to go on holiday next summer?
I know.
And it's just like, this is not good vibes.
Well, it's just sort of like, you know, we're not at school anymore. Like, yeah. We're 25-year-olds. Like, can we not just this out?
Barbara. I feel like you'll get to the point where you will meet some new girls. You'll be like, you know what? This is friendship. Mm. You know, this is way easier, you know, and more fun. And you might meet some other people that will kind of, I think you won't be so stressed about Susie and maybe you'll only see them occasionally.
Or is there like one or two girls in this group that you really, really value?
I mean, I imagine there is.
And it's sort of like, look, I'm just going to focus on my friendship with these two or this one. And I'm just going to try and block out the rest of this shit
blocking
and just see them on mutual occasions, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's hard. I feel like a lot of people have to deal with like a couple of people that don't really like for the sake of the group. You're not the only person that does that. But I feel like you will get to your breaking point.
Yeah.
Especially if more shit like this keeps happening.
Yeah.
So maybe talk to her and try, look, get it off your chest. Say what you want to say. Just get it out. Yeah. And she might feel better. And then you might hate each other less.
Yeah.
Right, should we do one more?
Yeah, should we roulette it?
Ooh, okay.
My boyfriend vandalised my friend's car.
What on earth? Beans.
She just put that. My boyfriend vandalised my friend's car. Go on then. Hey, okay. Girls. I have had a rough day today. This has happened today!
Girl.
She sent the email in 5 minutes ago.
Oh my God, this is live.
This is live. She said, I've had a rough day today, for context. Me and my boyfriend and friends are all in our last year of A levels.
So we've had a lot of school.
Yeah. So last night after school, one of my friends in my girl group of five, the cursed number. What is going on today?
Something weird in the water.
There actually is, though. That's weird. We've never had that. Okay. So last night after school, one of my friends in my girl group five, messaged the group chat upset, saying someone had vandalised her car in the sixth form car park.
Not in the sixth form car park.
Where the teachers are. Which only teachers and students have access. Yeah, we had one too. Her windscreen wipers were all turned up. Petrol thingy, I don't drive, so no, don't know the term, was open. The petrol. And one of her wipers was broken, so she will need to fix this to get it repaired. Of course, we were all worried because she said she cried the whole way home, was so upset.
Aww.
Hers was the only car it was done to.
Aww.
Everyone knows her little black Fiat. You know,
ooh, a Fiat.
Yeah, with
I'm so jealous.
With a personalised number plate.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Personalised number plate.
Very nice. So this was personal.
That's my dream car.
That is my dream car too. This was personal, she said. And we had suspicions it was done by a group of girls and boys in our year who we don't really like.
This is...
We are the Capulets and we rule Verona.
We are the Montagues.
Isn't that
and
what
we
giving?
Rule Verona. Yeah, I don't like this.
It's battle God, of
I'm
the groups.
I'm so glad that I'm not at school anymore.
I know.
I really did not
okay,
enjoy
so
it.
Your friend was upset. Her black... beautiful Fiat has been vandalized. Your first suspicions are, well, it's that group of girls and that group of boys because we hate them.
But really, it was your boyfriend.
Well, apparently.
Okay.
My boyfriend and my friend's mums are friends.
Your boyfriend's mum.
My boyfriend and friend's mums are friends.
Your boyfriend's mum and your friend's mums.
Mums are friends.
Or your boyfriend's mates with all your friend's mums.
My boyfriend hangs out with all our friends, all my friends' mums.
Janet, Stacey,
Susan, and right. Don't rate each other, but it's not malicious. They just don't really like each other very much. But no arguments or anything crazy. Who? The mums.
Right.
Is that the mums? All right.
Okay. Battle of the Housewives.
Right. It's again with the Montagues and the Capulets. So today, the heads of the year were told. Oh, so it was like somebody's car was vandalized last night
in the assembly.
Oh my God, in the assembly.
Oh,
that's scary, isn't
God.
It? So today, the heads of the year were told, and year 13 were told that they would be checking cameras. You would shit yourself if you were the vandalist.
Everyone's going,
is that the word? The vandalist.
The vandalist.
The vandalist.
Yeah.
shit, not the cameras. Oh shit, they're taking this seriously.
Oh, it was always a threat. But we are going to be checking cameras.
If no one comes forward today before noon, we will be checking all CCTV cameras.
That was always a threat. Catch the culprit in the act.
It's that tone though, isn't it? If no one comes forward.
Fine, because there is someone here who knows what happened.
That's it. There is somebody here who knows exactly what's happened to Sarah's black Fiat.
And you're all just silent.
And if no one comes forward, the consequences will be greater.
And I think we're going to have to contact the authorities.
We will be writing a letter to the parents.
Stop. Right, okay, shit. Oh my God, and on these cameras is your literal boyfriend. Well, we don't know that yet. So said they would be checking cameras and that whoever it was would be hearing from the police. Yeah, obviously. Right.
Of course, because you vandalised someone's property.
Just before this announcement, I told my boyfriend what happened to her car. And he had told me...
Because also, like... Wait.
He had told me it was him.
Your heart broke the secret too.
You're an accomplice.
I'm an accomplice to the crime.
Oh, shit.
Why?
So just before the announcement, she was sat at the assembly going...
Oh my God.
Heart beating.
I'm an accomplice. Not an accomplice.
What? So just before the announcement, I told my boyfriend what had happened to her car. He had told me it was him and his friends being silly.
But you don't just grab a window wiper and snap it. But also, what if she had to drive home in the rain? That's really dangerous.
That's really sad and dangerous.
Because also, like, if you actually deep it, like, it's kind of spooky. Like, you come back to your car
it's
and, like,
scary.
Your petrol cap's open. Like, it's like it's being fiddled with. You're thinking, oh, my God, has someone, like, been in my car? Like, has someone... Like, I always remember my mum came back to her car once and the what's that called? Like in the passenger seat, there's that glove box.
Oh, the glove box.
Everything from the glove box was on the front seat and like had been spilled out. And like, it's a bit like spooky. It's like, oh my God, what's happened?
Who's touched
it? Someone's been in here. Yeah. Like, it's unsettling, isn't it? It's not, even if your window's not being smashed, it's still like, oh my God, this is weird. It's scary.
Especially in like the school parking lot. Like, it feels personal.
It feels very personal.
Who hates me? You know, what have I done? You know, it's like revenge.
It's like someone's out to get you. And it's really unsettling.
It's scary. It's giving, like, it's like a teen movie.
It's giving like Pretty Little Liars vibes. It's not nice.
I had
my car window smashed. It's horrible.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
You remember that?
I think I do actually.
The Nissan.
Yes.
Scary.
Yes.
It's really horrible.
Yes. So he said it was him and his friends being
silly.
Why the
fuck was it a boyfriend?
And then the head of the year did her little speech about it. My boyfriend then told my friend it was him after the speech. And she was... Oh, so she told the friend. She was angry and really off with me for it.
What have I done?
It wasn't me.
Oh,
God.
She just hates you by association.
Yeah. Was angry really off with me for it because she thought I'd known it was him all along, I guess.
Okay.
This damage is going to cost money to fix. I've been off with my boyfriend and sent him text displaying that. But how do I proceed? I find it so disrespectful to me that he'd do that to my friend's car, one of my best friend's car. I feel really embarrassed, but he's acting quite smug about it.
Oh.
We've been together for 2.5 years and been on holidays together.
Sacking
I value
off.
Him in my life. I've attached pictures of me and him.
No.
As well as texts. Oh my God. As well as some texts between me and him.
Oh my God.
Of him being a dick. I don't know what to do. Oh God, we'll get to read texts.
Oh my God.
Okay. This is a text that he said, I put her window wipers up, Susie. Everyone does it to everyone. It's not the end of the world. Like, it's just not that deep. You're not my mum. Stop having a go at me on her behalf.
Oh!
Fuck off. Fuck off. She won't drag it on, Susie. You've done nothing wrong. And the girls will obviously stick up for you. She's in a mood. Fair enough. But it won't go any further. And if it does, then she has her own issues.
What? What?
I didn't put jokes over your feelings. You're not remotely involved in the situation whatsoever.
Ew.
What does that mean?
He's saying you're not even involved. Like, leave it.
Ew.
Dump him.
Dump him. What a loser. What a loser.
Dump him. Just dump him.
You're at school.
Just dump him.
You will look back and you will tell your husband and kids about that one boyfriend you had at school who vandalised your friend's car. And you will howl at the story.
Yeah.
Well,
just be like, you're a weirdo.
You're a freak.
You are a weirdo.
What boyfriend of mine is vandalising my friend's car?
No, you've embarrassed me. Say you've embarrassed me.
And I can't have a boyfriend who's going out here embarrassing me.
And say, like, you're fucking with my friend, with the dynamics of my friendships. And like,
you're really showing your age?
So mature.
It's so
mature.
And
just say, like, you know, you've...
This is why I should date guys a few years older than me.
College guys?
College guys? Uni guys. Because you're really showing your age.
Gap
right
year
now.
Guys?
Gap year guys.
This is,
you know,
really
guys
embarrassing.
You with real jobs? He also looks things small.
And just say, like, you've embarrassed me. Like, you're making my friends question me.
Yes.
You're making my friends look at me different. Yes. I'm not having my friends fall out because of shit that you're doing.
I'm not letting a boy, a child, get in between my friendships.
Yeah.
Friendships before guys, always.
And just say, like, I don't appreciate it.
No.
Like, if I was, like...
You're not even apologising to
no.
me.
No.
You're literally defending it. It's just a silly joke. No, it wasn't.
Who's laughing?
Who's laughing? No, she was crying.
You won't be laughing when the police show up at your door. Take you to prison.
You won't be laughing when the feds cuff you and take you out to the cell. Because I've called them and they're on their way.
Oh.
Did he get arrested though?
I don't know.
Because the police
could have just been a threat.
No, but like, I say to your friend, get the take it further. Take it further. Get the lawyers.
Sue him.
I'd like to see him defend himself in court. I'll take the stand as a witness.
I'll defend your character.
You can't get away with it. That is not funny. It's really not funny.
It's weird. No, just I would break up with him because he's causing problems between your friendship groups. And it, like, no.
And it wasn't a funny joke. You vandalised her car.
Mm.
You're ruining my friendships now.
Yeah.
So you don't respect me and my friendships.
And my peace.
And my peace. And you think you can just not apologise and get away with it and defend yourself and think it's okay. I think I'm going to forgive you.
No.
No, because I deserve way better than that.
Mm.
Like I said, I should be dating guys 25 and plus.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. If you're serious about courting a woman like me,
act like it.
Acts like it. It's true though. You will laugh about this one day with your husband and your kids.
Mm.
You'll tell your 18-year-old. Oh, when I was 18, I had this one boyfriend.
Mm.
We actually vandalised my friend's car. Had to dump him straight away.
Mm. Baby. Right, we'll do roulette for one more.
Yeah?
Okay, right, I'm going to just roll the dice.
Well,
and Chintzy, tell me when to stop.
Well, 3, 2, 1, please stop.
Okay, we've got last one. Girl talkie again. I fancy the guy my best friend hooked up with. He's my type to a T. This is quite a healthy dilemma, so just buckle up. I fancy my best friend's hookup. This is a long story, so buckle up. I'm 20-year-old female. Me and my best friend have known each other for 4 years.
Okay.
We became best friends in the spring because we both got out of long-term toxic relationships at the same time.
Good for you. Incredible.
Real bonding experience that.
It truly is.
We really bonded over it, yep. And I absolutely love her. She is the sweetest, kindest person I've ever met. She's been nothing but kind to me. Me and her are different in some ways. I am talkative and outgoing, whereas it's more difficult for her to open up. Let's call her Sarah. One night, me and Sarah and a couple more friends went to a party. While there, a friend texts me asking to hang out. Let's call him Tim. So Tim and I have quite a history. I met him a year ago. Me and Tim became friends. Mm-hmm. We would often drink together with friends. It was fun. But Tim is a flirt. He flirts a lot with my girlfriends around me. I know he's a flirt. He's always flirted with me. Mm-hmm. But I knew that's just how he is. There has been a couple of times where we've kissed when we've been drunk.
So you two were like, you have chemistry. But then you're like, oh, but Tim is like
this
with
everyone. We've kissed a couple of times and we've been drunk, that sort of it. We're kind of friends, whatever. But the day after, I wouldn't feel different about him. He was like a fling, whatever. It's weird because when I'm with him, I don't really fancy him or see him as attractive. It's not weird. Just when I'm drunk, I do. Okay, so when you get drunk, you sort of just kiss.
I get it.
Everyone's got those people.
Everyone's got those people. It's just like, oh, I'll probably kiss Tim tonight.
Yeah. I've cut him off after I got back with my ex.
Okay.
But ever since my breakup, him and I have got back in touch. Okay. So back to the party.
Got it.
I text him to come to this party. He comes and brings another friend, Brian.
Brian
is a really good looking guy, my exact type to a T. At the time, I didn't really think about it. I did mention to Sarah that he was super attractive and that she should go for it.
For Brian.
I kind of knew Tim would cock block me, so I didn't even try.
Yes.
So Brian, Tim, my best friend and I are having a lot of fun at this party, drinking, dancing, whatever. Mm-hmm. We had so much fun to the point where we were super drunk. So Brian and Tim took me and Sarah to Brian's place.
Ooh.
I didn't feel weird or uncomfortable going because I knew Tim and he's not a stranger.
Yes.
While we're in the car, Sarah and Brian are getting along really, really well.
Ooh.
Tim and I are snogging. Snog
Tim
me
and
now.
I are snogging. That word just makes sense. Tim and I have a little
snogging. It was as if we were a couple.
Okay.
Okay. So we got to his place. One thing led to another. Tim and I had sex.
Okay.
Okay. It was something wild to me because he was genuinely a friend.
This is the first time they slept together. Yes.
Yeah. Sarah,
there's actually something there between you and Tim, though.
Sarah and Brian also hooked up.
Ooh.
Okay, so it worked out quite well. The next day, Sarah and I talked about it, and we both didn't feel anything with either of them.
Okay.
We hang out
That's
a week.
What it was.
Yeah, we hang out a week later, hook up again.
Okay.
This time we were sober.
Oh.
And we were all able to talk and just get to know one another.
Yeah. What? All four of you?
Yeah.
No.
I was just upset at the universe for finally meeting a guy that has a funny personality and is my exact type.
But it's Brian.
Me and Sarah haven't talked to the boy since. But fast forward 4 months later, around 2 weeks ago, we hang out again.
As a four.
I was really debating on going because I still haven't found anyone that I've been really attracted to since I've been single.
Yeah.
And I knew that Brian was already off limits. But Sarah has been giving me hints that she wants to talk to Tim.
Oh, so you're thinking, oh, well, we could do the old switcheroo. But
she said something like, what if we switch? Or what if I end up with Tim?
Okay.
And also, they have matched on Tinder.
Oh, so now you're getting wind that Sarah does actually like Tim.
Quite like Tim.
Well, that works in your favour because you can't stop thinking about Brian.
So we hang out and I just couldn't shake the feeling that there might be chemistry between Brian and I. Mm. I was even trying to not make eye contact with him because I felt the sexual energy.
Ooh. The eyes say a lot.
The eyes are the windows to the sun.
They are.
He would always laugh at my jokes and I would always laugh at his. So me and Sarah leave, nothing happens. We just played a game that I forgot at Brian's house.
Okay.
Bit of Monopoly.
Bit of Catan.
Fast forward to a week later, I go on Tinder, once in a blue moon, and I see that Brian and I have matched. Okay, so we're kind of switcherooing here.
Okay, but you're not like saying it outright to Sarah, like you're just kind of like, it's kind of happening under the radar.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that I saw him and swiped on him. So he messaged me and said, you forgot your game at my house. And I said, okay. He says, when do you want to come and pick it up? I reply, bring it to my house. You live far. He says, I'll bring it to yours and then we can get a coffee.
Oh,
she's putting capitals. Date. I was shook.
Shit.
Anyways, we leave it at that. 2 days later, we become friends on social media.
Okay.
So I'm guessing Instagram.
Yeah.
And that same night, Tim calls me for all of us to hang out.
God.
I've been kind of stalling on hanging out with them both again because Tim has been wanting to hang out. But do I tell Sarah that Brian and I matched on Tinder?
Shit, yeah, because Sarah doesn't know.
Oh, sorry, no. But I do tell. I do tell Sarah that Brian and I matched on Tinder and I showed her a screenshot of our conversation.
Okay. This is good that you're
she
being
replied
open.
With laughing emojis and said, oh my God, would you? I replied.
So she's unfazed.
Or she seems unfazed.
Oh.
I replied, probably not. he's a fuckboy. Because I was scared of making her feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
I don't want to lose her over a boy. So my question is, should we hang out with them again or cut them off? How do I tell her that I have this weird feeling about him? Is this me being a bad friend? Am I overthinking? I'm so worried of losing my best friend, but I also can't shake the feeling. Mm. She's very unconfrontational. So if it were to bother her, I don't think she would tell me. Mm-hmm. And I'm scared that she would just end up cutting me off. What should I do?
Right.
This is complicated.
This is very complex. But Sarah's making the comments, it is quite fair.
It's almost like, and
then you're going, oh, would you go there with Tim? And she's like, oh, maybe.
It's almost like,
it's crazy.
You both kind of want the one that's got the history with the other one.
It is.
Like, you have always kind of been friends with Tim. You've kissed when you were drunk.
Yeah.
Tim's introduced you to Brian. Sarah kind of went for Brian because you were kind of with Tim.
But only because you were already kind of with Tim.
Yeah, you kind of had this night. You saw each other again. And then it kind of sounds like Sarah's thinking, actually, I think I kind of prefer Tim.
Yeah.
And you're kind of thinking, I actually prefer Brian.
Yeah.
But neither of you really wants to be the first one to do it.
Yeah. So she was teasing with the fact, oh, you know, I quite like Tim.
Should we just switch?
And then you tried to tease it with that, oh my God, look, we've matched.
Mm.
And she was like, oh, would you? And you got cold feet. No, he's definitely a bad boy. Definitely a boy. But now Tim's gone, guys.
That's out. And you're thinking,
okay, how do we go about this? Brian clearly likes you.
You and Brian have matched.
You want to go out for coffee. And he was giving you suggestive, and I'm sure you can feel that sexual tension. If you're avoiding, when you're trying to avoid someone's eye contact, especially like that, you know what's going down.
You know,
when you're trying to, eyes down, you know exactly. Mm. And he does too. Sarah's not locked to me all night.
Yeah.
You know, he's
can't catch her eye. Sarah's not locked eyes on me once.
He's trying to lock eyes with, you know? So
I think, right, before you do anything, you girls need to figure out what's going on here.
Like, is this worth it? Because, like, I don't want this to get, it's all fun and games right now when no one's got feelings.
Mm.
Like, it's just kind of, I fancy him, you fancy him. Oh, I fancy him too. We found fancy.
Mm.
But the moment when Sarah's like, I now like Brian.
Mm.
Like, I now like.
But does she like Tim?
I don't think she does, though. Oh, what, Sarah likes Tim? Well, I know. But like I said, it's fun and games right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun right now, but what happens when feelings are developed and you guys have all hung out like another like 10 times?
Mm.
And then you can't all of a sudden jump ship. And I do not want these boys to get in the way of your friendship at all.
Yeah.
You know, because right now, yes, it seems fun and like, but
might not end that way.
But you know, the moment you sleep with Brian,
can't take that back.
What if Sarah's like, actually, I'm not okay with that. I feel really weird about that. And you're like, fuck.
Then what?
Or what if Sarah, snogs Tim and you're actually like, oh my God, no.
And didn't like that.
I didn't like that.
Mm.
And then naturally you have this resentment towards your friend.
Mm.
And you can't really control that.
I don't know if it's not
worth it.
And I also don't know if it would pan out like you think. Mm. Like, it sounds fine. Like, let's just switch. And that may work and it might be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, until it actually happens, you just don't know. Like, what if...
You need to set the ground rules.
You
need to talk about what you two are comfortable with right now before anything happens the next time you meet up.
Because what if like two of you like really crack on, then the other girl's feeling a bit like, oh, actually, I'm not sure about this anymore because I don't like this guy. And like, it could just get complicated.
I think you need to talk. And you need to be like to Sarah.
How are you feeling?
Sarah, like, I feel like Brian and Brian really likes me.
Mm.
And I feel like, you know, I might, you know, try and see what happens this weekend. How do you feel about that?
Mm.
Would you like to have a crack on with Tim? Like, have an open and honest conversation. Nothing's going to happen unless you two agree to it.
Yeah. And also, like, I feel like you're at the point where you can just talk about it because neither of you are that invested.
Yes.
Neither of you are like, have a huge, like, thing with either of them.
Which is good for now.
And just be like, make light of it and be like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Why is Brian matched with me?
Yeah. Should I go for a coffee? Like, but set the ground rules. And be like, are we okay with this?
Yeah.
Like,
can we be bothered to even get involved in this way? Like, this, you know, where?
It's kind of weird that we're swapping.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I would just,
I feel like you guys could make it work, but because feelings aren't involved right now.
Yeah.
We need to both talk about it constantly. It's like with like open relationships.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so yeah, we have that rule that we can get with other people, but we need to set the ground rules.
Yeah.
And you need to let me know what's happening every step of the way.
Because the last thing you want to do is like meet up for a coffee with Brian and not tell Sarah.
No.
And then be like, oh, I feel like I can't tell her now because I've not said anything.
And then
like,
more things keep happening that you've not told her.
Yeah, just keep it super open.
And then like, she finds out through Tim and it's like, why have you kept this from me? Explosion.
Smoke.
Yeah, explosion.
Yeah.
Fireworks. Bad fireworks.
I would have a good conversation between the two of you.
I'd be like, look, we can hang out on Saturday, but like, we need to figure out
what are the vibes.
What are the vibes?
Like, do you fancy these guys? Like, do you like a particular one? Do you feel something with one of them? Yeah. Like, and just be honest.
Yeah.
And be like, look, you know, I had this thing with Tim on and off, like when we were drunk.
Yeah.
But I don't really feel any type of way towards him. Yeah. I actually like just be honest.
Yeah.
And hopefully she can be as well, and it might work out perfectly.
I can see this being a lot of fun if you two just communicate through it.
Yeah.
Because right now you don't really care about either of them.
Yeah.
But it does sound like you're kind of liking Brian like a bit more of a bit more.
Yeah.
But you need
just
to
be careful.
So just be careful and talk about it. You need to make sure that she doesn't like see a potential with Brian.
Because if you've said that she's not confrontational,
yes.
The last thing you want is for her actually to be not okay with you seeing
and
Brian.
Also, the last thing you've said to her is, no, I would never go there. He's a fuckboy. So in her brain, maybe right now, she's thinking, oh, okay, this is great for me. You know, she doesn't even want to go there with Brian.
Mm.
I can still crack on. So you two need to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quote,
gosh.
Imagine that was me and you.
Swapping.
I could never.
Swapping. If it works, it works.
Absolutely.
That could be very meant to be.
Listen, it's just like we're in our 20s. Like, let's have some fun.
Chop and change. You know, like, mix it up.
It's not all about marrying, you know, Tim and you're marrying Brian.
Yeah, try something new.
Let's just have some fun.
Absolutely.
Right.
Quotes. Right, let's end on a quote.
Ooh. Peace over drama and distance over disrespect. That does
distance
apply for Susie.
Over disrespect.
It does apply for Susie, who wrote that horrible thing.
The note.
Yeah, because it's like, you know what? Peace over, what was it? Peace over drama.
Mm.
Oh, this is literally another one for that friendship group. Maybe you should look at how you're treating me before you bitch about how I react to it.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah. I like that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Print screen that and send it to Helen.
And it's in pink as well.
Helen, something to think about.
It's true, though.
Mm.
It's true.
Wow. Well, that was a good girl talk.
Yeah.
Covered a few topics there.
We absolutely did.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Or if you're on YouTube, thank you for watching. Don't forget, we have bonus episodes on Patreon every single Monday. So if you want your extra dose of the girls' bathroom, you can get it on Monday with bonus episodes.
Absolutely.
There's like 15 episodes on there now to binge.
And you can binge them all.
So yeah, if you want to join that.
So we'll see you next Wednesday. And we'll see you on Monday if you're Patreon and follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
And if you want to send us your emails.
Yes.
Send your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Girls Bathroom.
Love ya.
Love ya.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.